Great. So, Rachel, we're recording now, and thank you also again this session for allowing me to record this conversation for credentialing purposes.
No problem. Pleasure.
Well, we've had some amazing conversations so far, and I'm wondering, where would you like to start today?
I don't know, really. As I told you, I sent you a little journal just on what's been popping up. I really connected with Coco Chanel and that conversation and who she is and luxury is not vulgarity, you know, all of that just really resonates with me. So that, and then our second coaching session and conversation again really resonated, and you know, how perhaps there was some dissonance around being, you know, in the kitchen, so to speak, and how Gordon manages to stay out of the kitchen, and he also has Brand Ramsay. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely something around wanting to explore, you know, what my Rachel Treece gift might be. So there's definitely something around that. Mm-hmm. I watched Bohemian Rhapsody. I don't know if you've seen the film on the plane going over. Mm-hmm. I absolutely loved this film. I loved Freddie's bonkersness. I loved his, you know, energy and craziness, and that sort of rings true a little bit with me. But there was a part of the film that sort of resonated. At one point, Freddie sort of decided, right, that's it, I've had enough, I'm going off on my own, I'm going to just become Freddie Mercury. And it really didn't work for him, because he recognised that actually he got energy from other people, and that, you know, collaborations for him and his success was, you know, around collaborating with others. So there was something around that rang true. And I think the final bit on my journal was an inquiry I'd had just around what is it to be lazy?
So much bubbling up for you.
That's why I had to write it, because it was like, oh, I better just get my thoughts a little bit straight.
So I see you hovering above all these metaphors, images, and inspirations.
Yeah.
And to help us get grounded for our coaching today, what is it from all of those images and anecdotes that rings true for you?
I think they all ring true. They all really... they all resonate. They all really resonate. There's truth in every single part. The part that perhaps is less clear is, you know, in Brand Gordon Ramsay or Brand Rachel Treece, what my gift might be. I haven't really spent much time, you know, thinking about what that is, could be.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
So I've heard you come back to that core question twice now, Rachel, you know, what your gift could be.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be the topic for the coaching today?
I think it would be a useful topic, yeah.
So what would be useful about that topic if we were to explore it today?
I think just getting a sense of where there's real resonance for me. Maybe in this part, there's something around the laziness in there, something. around the laziness in there.
Yeah.
I don't know that I really struggle with that word. I really struggle with that word. But there's something in it.
Well, you know what? I see you sort of burying your head like this in your hand when you.
Oh.
Yes. So if that's what's calling you right now, would you like to explore that a little bit?
Yeah, I would, yeah.
All right. So we may have space for both, you know?
The gift and the laziness, there's something around them being intertwined, and there's something around Asia as well. There's something around Asia, because I would love, you know, in 8 years' time, I would love to be a little more lazy. Mm-hmm. I would love to be able to choose maybe the country I'm doing my work from. And I'm saying 8 years' time because Evie will be at university then. Mm-hmm. So I will have more choice about where I do my work. So yeah, there's something around Asia, there's something around laziness, and there's something around my gift. Yeah.
Right. So I'm sensing a beautiful dreamy space today, you know, into this this next period, you know, 8 years from now, and how everything could be just amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. And how January's and February's won't be in Luxembourg.
What would be wonderful about that?
Oh, just can't bear this cold. Just can't bear it. Mm-hmm. Really can't bear it.
So you get to pitch for what you want in your life.
Mm. Yeah.
And in this conversation, if our pitching is successful, what would you have at the end of our conversation that could be really valuable for you?
I think just a real picture that it's possible, that this is, you know, my gift, some work that I can do wherever I choose to be. Mm-hmm. In the world at that point. Work over a platform like Zoom, work where it's warm in January and February. Mm-hmm. Something meaningful, I think.
Mm. So let's use those markers as kind of check-in points during our conversation and at the end. If you were to come away with a picture of, you know, that it is possible, and clarity, more clarity around your gift, and also a sense of what it is that you can do in the world anywhere, how that might work.
Yeah.
And then there's the meaningful part.
Yeah.
So, what would be meaningful about all of that for you?
I think for me in life, it's always been about helping people or making people feel good, I guess. One of my first jobs was a waitress. I really liked that job because I'd wait on tables, people would be happy, and they'd give me some cash at the end, a tip. So there was, and I'll always look back on that job as being, wow, you know, I've helped people, I've made people feel good, and here's some cash.
Right. So you've just done a kind of a click clack with your hands as if, well, there's the formula.
Yeah, it was just so easy. It was easy. Maybe that was lazy actually, because it was just so easy. Make people feel good. Boom, cash.
How wonderful. how you've connected that to laziness.
Yeah, just easy.
What are these funny sounds?
It was just so easy. So easy. And fun. And lots of fun. Yeah. Because uh-huh. You know, you'd be talking to, you know, the gay chef and, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I see you getting lots of fun out of this metaphor. What else is in it for you, being a waitress? What else are you aware of?
Yeah, there's service, isn't there? You know, service to others. There was definitely creativity, because maybe I'd decide that the pate with the tomato wasn't quite enough, and I'd stick a little bit of something extra on, you know. Ooh, just mm-hmm. to, you know, so mm-hmm. Or, you know, the profiteroles, I'd dunk a load of extra fudge sauce on, because, you know, your tip would be bigger. Yeah.
Sounds like you added your own touch of extra, who you
yeah.
are.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
And what's that something extra about you as a waitress that perhaps others didn't have?
Oh, I was definitely quick. Definitely quick. Definitely efficient. I smiled a lot, you know. Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
So if you were a customer mm-hmm. and Rachel came mm-hmm. to your table, mm-hmm. what impact would she have on you?
Oh, she'd brighten up your day. She'd make the meal really enjoyable. You know, looking back, these tips were really big. I mean, I'm talking about 1987, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was getting £3 tips from people. I mean, wow. I don't know what £3 would be now, but, yeah. but it was, yeah. I'd walk out every single, I had more disposable income then than I've ever had since. You know, I would earn at least £20 per shift extra on top of my salary. And you know, £100 then mm-hmm. in a week mm-hmm. was, you know, maybe the equivalent of 300, 400 now. Huge amounts of money.
Mm. So you want to tease this out more. There's something in this for you. There's some wisdom that's trying to emerge from your story.
And there's also, it's just a little comparison. So, you know, I've done a couple of coaching sessions with people, as you know, as part of the certification. And one of them has paid me cold, hard cash, not a bank transfer. Mm-hmm. Cash. And there was something about that, you know, just seeing it, touching it, just like I used to back in the, you know, that was kind of, yeah, liberating a bit.
Yeah. So what kind of liberation was that?
I don't know, maybe it's the sort of, recognition or reward that's very, very tangible and visible.
Mm.
Yeah. Very tangible, very visible. I did something good. I got something. you know, whereas in our general world, it all just goes into some bank account and then gets seeped out into expenses, you know, life expenses. So one, you don't sort of, feel it, see it, touch it. Whereas, you know, that cash that that woman gave me, that, and that cash back in the day when I was, you know, it was, you know, you've done a good job.
So what's important about that for you?
I don't know. is it recognition? Maybe some value, maybe value. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe value. Yeah, I think that's it.
So what is value for you?
Value is freedom. I guess recognition. Service. Joy. Yeah, and honoring myself, I think. Same. And there's something around, I did this, I get that.
It feels like both are important for you, what you did and what you get.
Yeah. Because you don't quite get that in the restaurant, actually.
So what are you aware of?
Well, in the restaurant, and I mean the restaurant, my office, in the restaurant, one has to wait a long time. For the value, for your value to be acknowledged. It's not immediate.
So your restaurant, which is your global business now, the analogy we used last time, is a place where it takes a long time for your value to be acknowledged.
Yeah, absolutely. A long time. Because the value, the real value, honestly, will only be acknowledged if it ever gets sold.
You just pursed your lips and you're nodding your head. It's almost as if, wow, what's going on for you?
It may. It may not. I will build it so that it will, but it's future. It's do I get the value out of the business month on month for the contribution that I make? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
How do you feel about that?
I think there needs to be a balance for me, is what I think. I think what's coming up for me is I read the Tony Robbins book on holiday. It was a really good book called Money. Because I don't think me and Keith are particularly good with it, despite having worked in financial services. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one part talked about, you know, the balanced portfolio and the parts which are your security, like your home. Mm-hmm. And the parts that are, you know, your equities, where you're putting something in and you're hoping for that one day it will come off good, but it's risky. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then there are the sort of parts in between. Mm-hmm. They're the parts in between. So there's something about that book that really was really cool. It was really good. And maybe my portfolio isn't quite balanced, because all my energy is in the equity. If to quote the metaphor, my energy's in the equity, which, and we all know equities are, you know, it could be amazing. It could be incredible, mm-hmm. but it might not be.
Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, you're living your life.
And in the meantime, I'm living my life. Yeah. And in the meantime, I'm living my life. Yeah.
So how's this conversation affecting you?
It's brilliant. It's really, you know, again, you never know where it's going to go, do you? You never know where it's going to go. So there's definitely something which I'd never thought of and never gone there and never about that, the immediate reward for what I am doing. And there's also something in that sort of Tony Robbins story about the balanced portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And the kitchen, you know, and it's what's sort of coming up is, you know, maybe I really do need to say, you know, I'm going to do 3.5 days, for example, or 3 days or 4 days or whatever the magic number is on the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also going to do 2 days on something else.
Mm. So you shared that idea last time we spoke.
Mm.
And we can definitely go explore that. However, I'm wondering if I can offer you something. It's just something I'm picking up from our conversation.
Mm.
And it's about value.
Mm.
And this seems really important for you, this concept of what value means for you.
Mm.
So if I can reflect back, Rachel,
when
you spoke about value, it felt huge. It was like value with a big V and an S, like values.
Mm. Mm.
You mentioned freedom, mm-hmm. and recognition, mm-hmm. and service and joy and honoring myself. Felt really meaningful. And so there's that set of value. The second part I heard was a different kind of value. It was like that value in the business, which is outside of you and which is much more long-term.
Mm.
And that, you said, is where you're spending your energy.
Mm.
I'm just wondering what's in that for you when you look at value in those two dimensions.
Well, one is a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of arbitrary, if that. Yeah, it really feels, you know, almost like, you know, an investment in a fund, you know, but where I have, you know, some, a bit of influence on how that fund might perform. But yeah, it's an investment in a fund. Yeah.
What about the investment in you?
Yeah, and that perhaps brings us back to laziness and taking time. Yeah. And space. Yeah. Yeah. I came home on Tuesday from work and I just went into my bedroom and I'd been really tired that day because I'd not slept at night properly. But I came home and I did a bit of grounding yoga. I just got really connected with the earth and it was really nice. It was really nice.
And what had that got to do with laziness?
Because it's being, not constantly doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how do you recognize laziness?
I think the fundamental belief, maybe, you know, as a child, to do well, you've got to work hard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the underlying belief. To do well, to make money, to do, you know, you've got to work hard. So that's would be the belief that, you know, I ought to try and shift. Yeah.
So what's an opposite belief?
That making money is easy.
Uh-huh. Sounds like your waitress story.
Easy. It's easy. Yeah. Making money is easy.
Like you went boom. You remember?
Boom. Cash. Boom. What? It just appeared.
Just appeared.
It's cash.
It's like you conjured it up like this with your
fingers,
you know?
Yeah. Magical.
It's magical. So you see, you've got these two beliefs and one of them is bringing you all this magical energy and the other one, I don't know what it's bringing you, you know?
Being overtired, Yvonne. Being overtired, overstretched.
Mm.
You know, I was on my knees before Thailand.
How is that a way to serve your life, being on your knees?
It's not. It was ridiculous. Ridiculous. Yeah. Absolutely exhausted. Yeah. I feel great now. I feel really, really great. I've got my mojo back and I do not want to let it go.
So you are the master of your mojo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah. I do not want to.
If there's something in this belief, you know, that you want to shift. How would you like to do that? If you were to shift that belief right now, right here, how would you do it?
I'd ask you to wave a magic wand.
Like, Abracadabra.
Well, abracadabra, just, it's gone.
It's gone. Well, you've just waved it, right? And it's gone. What if it's as easy as that?
Brilliant. Hmm? Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Now, in actual fact, you know, this morning, being at home, you know, I dropped Evie off at 7:15. You know, I've been at my desk doing some work. I've got this glorious conversation with you, and I'm going to stroll into the office at 10. That feels really good.
You know, there is something that feels really good about the way you said stroll into the office.
Stroll into the office. Yeah, definitely.
What feels good about that?
There's definitely something a bit of a rebel. Mm-hmm. Bit of a rebel. Very easy. Very spacious. And very controlled.
So, what are you learning about laziness? I just want to check in with you right now at this part of our conversation. You had a desire, you know, to explore laziness. Also what your gift might be. And then there was something about Asia.
Mm.
So if you just take a step back and sort of kind of express, what is it that's coming up for you so far around all of that?
There's something about lazy and easy, that it doesn't have to be hard. It doesn't have to be hard. And I don't want it to be hard.
It sounds like hard is costing you.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. 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 Yeah, the way I felt before Thailand, I don't want to go there again, Yvonne.
So you're in the space now of gathering, harvesting awareness so far, conversation. What is it that you're becoming sharply aware of?
Well, there's lots of things bubbling up. That I'm in control of how easy or how lazy I want to be. That I'm at choice.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely something again about this balanced portfolio that is bubbling up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, carving out some space to create something where something where the reward is more concrete,
tangible.
Tangible is a word. Yeah, tangible. More tangible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. The waitress story.
Right. You're wondering and your musing today is amazing. And here you are, back at the waitress story.
Mm.
So it's like this waitress, if she could speak with you,
mm.
what would she tell you or say to you about your life today?
Why are you working so hard? Making money is so easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy. And you're great at what you do. Look how many tips you can get doing this.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What's the gift in what she's told you?
That I do have value. That I'm better than the other waitresses.
Mm-hmm.
At least a big majority of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, I deliver results in style.
So what's your gift?
My gift is serving others in some way, shape, or form. My gift is my personality, who I am. My gift is, you know, being really client orientated.
Mm.
Mm.
Would you like to explore that a little more?
Mm. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. So what part of that would you like to explore first?
What it is I might do in that other part of the balanced portfolio, what it is that I'd be really great at, and what it is that I might be able to take to Asia for 2 months in
mm-hmm.
8 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So in this imagining, re-engineering dreaming space, huh?
Yeah.
You're creating a balanced portfolio.
Yeah.
And the first question is, what might you do in that space, mm. creative side of the portfolio?
Yeah. So here's another little story that happened on Thailand. So I met a really good friend of mine, Roger. He's he's number three in Citibank in Hong Kong. And he says, oh, Rachel, you won't believe what they're paying for coaching in Asia Pacific. It's not uncommon for us at Citibank to pay $25,000 for 10 coaching sessions.
Wow.
Now that's a big tip.
Mm-hmm. The waitress would be pretty happy.
The waitress would be very happy with that tip.
Right. So what's the inspiration from that story that could support your balanced portfolio?
I think there's something around, I love Asia in general. I just love it. I love as I say, the food out there. I love the vibe out there. I love the, I think the growth actually out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I learn in my sort of core business as we're sort of going about doing what we're doing is, you know, Europe's the poor relation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People in our world who are doing work in the US or people in our world that are doing work in Asia are probably commanding at least the double of what we in Europe.
It feels easier.
Oh, yeah. I think they are craving it, actually, in Asia. I think they're craving it.
So I'm picking up a kind of craving energy in you as well, Rachel. What is it you're craving to bring out more from you?
I think we're back to that, you know, serving, back to easiness, back to supporting. Yeah, I still, you know, I'll be honest with you, Yvonne, I still do have a question mark over my own head. You know, am I good enough to be a coach out in, you know, coaching somebody at Citibank? You know, woo, you know.
What's woo about that?
Is Rach good enough to do that? Wow.
All right. So it feels like there's some other beliefs underneath there that are anchoring you in that big question.
Yeah. 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 And I think the beliefs are actually sometimes to do with coach language, that you, when you get trained in coach language, it doesn't resonate with me, and I don't think it resonates with a lot of my clients. So,
so Rachel, you're so much more than this coach, and of course the coach language that resonates with you. If you were to think really big about this balanced portfolio and answer your own question, what would you be doing in that balanced part? What else comes up for you?
I do really like the idea of coaching over Zoom in 8 years' time. Mm-hmm. To people all over the world, because there's a freedom in it, and there's a, you know, I can sit where it's warm, or I can sit here, or I can sit there, and I can sit everywhere. So that's one thing. I sense this huge, you know, appetite and need out in Asia Pacific, and I love the region. So I definitely think it's worth exploring, because, you know, if in 8 years' time I want to be spending some time out there, then it's worth exploring that as a region.
Mm-hmm.
I do love the physical classroom stuff, but that requires being on a plane and being in a, you know, a certain place, and and it's not that I don't want to do that, but it wouldn't want to do that every day.
Got it. So it feels, Rachel, that you're landing in a place of pointing out steps, pointing out actions. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
but I kind of feel that I want to have, in the interests of a balanced portfolio, that it's separate from the restaurant.
I get that.
Because it could go into the restaurant, but then it just becomes, my tip gets swallowed by the machine.
Yeah. So, if you were to revisit now the quest you had at the beginning of the conversation and articulate what it is that you've got out of the conversation.
I've got masses out of the conversation. There's definitely this big thing around this waitress story and that sort of tangible reward for my value and what I do and what I bring. That's real and that isn't just eaten and just, you know, taken away. It's really concrete. So there's something really big in that, which I'd never thought about before. Definitely something big around my value and what I can bring. Also, God, there's so much, isn't there? So much, gosh. Definitely something around, it's easy to make money.
Yeah.
It's easy to make money. Easy. That's a French noise, that. It's a French noise.
What do you mean it's a French noise?
Oh, when my daughter goes...
Oh, that.
She's picked it up from French people.
A sort of pursing of the lips, like...
I don't know, it's the Gaelic shrug. You know, it's easy.
Huh? Yeah. Well, it looks like you've just got yourself, a kind of physical illustration of your belief.
It's easy.
So what else is there as if it feels right for you, we may just round out our conversation and land on some actions, but what else is it that's tumbling out of this conversation you've had today?
Definitely something big around Asia. Yeah. Where there's growth, great food, and the tips are big.
Right. So with all of that, all of those awarenesses, you know, vying for your attention, if you were to land them into some tangible actions, what might they be?
I think I really need to explore what would be unique about my coaching style, what might be my target market. What would I charge?
What's that big noise about?
I can feel some emotion there, so that's big.
What is that emotion?
Oh my God, how much can I charge? How much dare I charge?
And if you were to adopt the perspective, you know, it's easy.
if it's easy, Yvonne, it's $25,000 for 10 sessions.
So you're making these funny faces. How does that feel for you? From that perspective.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, maybe this is another topic, but yeah. Whew.
Okay. So you're fanning yourself, right? Mm. There's heat in this idea for you. Mm. Like there's heat in Asia. Mm.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
So you got some exploratory steps there. Maybe one of those steps we'll take back into a next conversation. Mm. How are you going to support yourself after our conversation in really moving forward tangibly with some of those steps?
I think I'd like to be held accountable, Yvonne. Hmm. And maybe my first step is just journaling and just exploring and not trying to be too structured and just saying, you know, here's an hour. You've got an hour, Rachel. Just explore it and you know, say who you are and yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, kind of like my journal before, but more just sort of exploring that and what it might look like and what might.
Yeah. So there's this exploration of, you know, who am I, which was one of your big questions. I'm just going to pop something in there, if it's okay with you. There was a word that sort of resonated with me when you were talking about yourself. You said, I deliver results in style. Mm. The word style. So find your style. It sounds like you're going to journal and explore who you are and whatever style means for you. See what comes out. See what comes out from your journaling.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
How can you hold yourself accountable for that?
I'd like to do it within 2 weeks. This week I've got to get my written exam done. Then next week, by the end of next week, I'd like to have got some decent thoughts that I can bring into our next session.
Super. Is there anything else you want to add or express as we're rounding out here?
No, but there was definitely more emotion than I could have imagined when I said, and what would I charge? Mm-hmm. Mm. That was quite,
Mm-hmm. So how would you like to, respond to that awareness that there's more emotion than you expected between now and the next session?
I think I've got lots of beliefs about money. One of which we've said, you know, must work hard to, you know, which hopefully I've banished today. Yeah, but maybe there are some other beliefs around money. Mm. Because that was...
Yeah. So I'm going to be curious next time. Mm. to, yeah, reconnect and see what explorations you've been doing and what you've learned about yourself and also what progress you've made. And I just want to thank you for the conversation today. It feels like you went to some deep places.
Definitely. Yeah. Thank you. I couldn't have imagined that that's where we'd go. So brilliant. Yeah. Very deep places. And yeah, the waitress wasn't on my mind at all. So how you went there, I don't know. But
you took us there, Rachel. So thank you so much. I'm going to stop the recording.
Okay. All right.
And choose another date. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.